On many everyday grammar programs, we have talked about a verb form called an infinitive. By now in your English learning journey, you have heard and used infinitives hundreds of times. For example, if someone says to you, "It is great to see you," they are using the infinitive to see. If you say, "I love to learn English," you are using the infinitive to learn. Infinitives usually begin with the word to and are followed by a verb in its base form. An easy way to find an infinitive in a sentence is to look for the structure to plus base verb. But be careful. Not every phrase that begins with to is an infinitive. In fact, we use the word to in prepositional phrases, as in the sentence, "We went to the store." Although we sometimes call them infinitive verbs, these word forms do not act as verbs at all. Instead, they can act like nouns, adjectives, or adverbs. On today's program, we will talk about how infinitives act as different parts of speech. Let's begin by talking about adjectives. Just like a single word adjective, when an infinitive acts as an adjective, it gives more information about a noun. In the following example, there are two nouns. Listen for the infinitive and think about which noun it is describing.
I sometimes buy magazines to read.
Which noun do you think the infinitive to read describes? The answer is magazine. When infinitives act as adjectives, we call them adjectival infinitives. Adjectival infinitives can also be longer phrases than just to plus base verb. Listen to this example.
The only way to get that screw out is with a power tool.
In this case, the adjectival infinitive is to get that screw out, and it describes the noun way. Now, let's find out how an infinitive can act as an adverb. Infinitives are sometimes used to express purpose. When they are, they carry the meaning of, for the purpose of, or for the reason of. In other words, they tell us why someone does something. Just like single word adverbs, adverbial infinitives always describe verbs. Listen to this next example and try to identify the purpose the speaker gives for his action.
I watch learning English videos to improve my listening skills.
Here, the infinitive is to improve, but it is part of a longer phrase that acts as the adverb. So, the full adverbial infinitive is to improve my listening skills. It tells us the reason the speaker watches learning English videos. Adverbial infinitives can also appear in other parts of a sentence, such as at the beginning. For instance, a speaker could say this.
To improve my listening skills, I watch learning English videos.
And finally, we move to infinitives as nouns. We call them nominal infinitives. When infinitives act as nouns, they can have several functions in a sentence. We will focus on them as direct objects and subjects. Nominal infinitives are generally part of longer phrases that together make a noun phrase. Listen to this example, and then I will tell you more.
I want to be a millionaire.
In this case, the nominal infinitive is part of a noun phrase that acts as the direct object. That phrase is to be a millionaire. Nominal infinitives can also act as subjects, but this sentence structure is neither common in everyday speaking nor in formal speech or writing. Generally, you will find it in creative writing and literature. Listen to an example.
To write music was his passion.
Here, the noun phrase to write music, which includes the infinitive to write, is the subject of the sentence. All right, we have covered a lot. Now, we just have one more thing to quickly touch on. Bare infinitives. Bare infinitives do not have the word to in front of them. Often, you will see them used with modal verbs. For instance, in the sentence, "You must follow social distancing rules," the bare infinitive "follow" comes after the modal verb "must." Well, that's our program for today. Listen or watch for infinitive verbs wherever English is used. And for fun, you can ask yourself if the word is being used as a noun, adverb, or adjective, or if it is a bare infinitive. I'm Alice Bryant.